Podcast today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two of the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you. Anything goes. Mean it. Anything. Right, Manwich?
You can call in about anything you want. Last night, we talked about eggnog. Somebody wanted to talk about eggnog.
Well, they actually didn't even call in. They just kind of slipped us a hint in our chat room, which we have at freetalklive.com. You can join in the fun there. I'm actually not logged into the chat tonight for just technical issues, but normally we're both hanging out in the chat room, and there's usually 9 or 10 other people in there as well, so be sure you log in at freetalklive.com. Or if that doesn't float your boat, you can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, and we have a brand new Shriner up there. We just added her earlier this week. Her name's Erin, and as a matter of fact, I have an email from her that we kind of just barely got a chance to start last hour before we went off on this whole freedom topic, this tangent.
Oh, I would like to encourage our female listeners to go look at the Shrine of Female Listeners, and it's not a Shrine of Female Callers. You don't have to have called the show to send us your picture. Many people have never called. So you can email your picture to us at ftl@freetalklive.com.
But if you haven't called, you should at least include a little bit of info about yourself in the email. Like, we never heard from you before.
And there's the validation process that we've just started.
Yes.
Why don't you explain that?
The validation process, very simple. We just want to know for sure that you are who you say you are. And it also is just an extra benefit that what we're having girls do, ladies do, is hold up a sign or a piece of paper or something that says Free Talk Live on it, or FTL, or I Love Manwich, or Manwich Sucks, or something, you know, something
that's show related.
Something that proves that that individual who's being photographed knows about, listens to Free Talk Live. And so it's just, instead of just having a bunch of pictures of females or women on our page, we've got women who are being very upfront about the fact that they listen. So we have both types of pictures, but this whole validation thing is brand new. Although I think one of our older Shriners, Diane, has got a new picture. She tried to send it to me, but she just forgot to attach it. So I'm sure by the end of this weekend, we'll have another validated Shriner, which is cool. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I like that. 1-800-259-9231. Again, toll free for you to get interactive with us about anything. Of course, we're here broadcasting tonight's show from our Main Street, Tampa Bay location, where there was this huge parade that was just going by for about the past hour. Finally, the street is dead. It's empty.
It's Christmas time.
It is Christmas time, and I kind of... You know me. Whenever something normal's going on, I get all flustered about it, and I feel... Well, when I saw this parade going down the street, I thought... Look at those people, they're pandering. Because it was all, you know, USA, USA, and I just thought to myself, all these people are here, watching this parade with their families, enjoying themselves, having a good old time, living their lives as they should be, and that's fine. But at the same time, I wonder how many of those people that were watching that parade support what's going on in Iraq.
I'm sure many of them do.
Support the killing that's going on in Iraq, supporting these just the violence that is being perpetrated against the innocent people that are over there.
You're such a grump. I mean, how can you be watching a Christmas parade and think that?
You're right. How could I? That's just how I am. It just seemed like an interesting little juxtaposition there, that we're here throwing party favors around, and they're throwing grenades around over in Iraq tonight. Those boys and girls should be back home here enjoying the holiday season with their friends and with their family instead of risking peril in some desert. That's how I feel about that sort of thing. And speaking of those people, there are some new photos that have been slipped out from Iraq of prisoner photos, people with guns to their heads, boots on their faces, and that sort of thing. We'll touch on that maybe in a little while again, but if you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. But let's finish up this email, or actually probably restart, because we didn't really have a chance to get it started, from Erin, our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member. She emails, she says, "Boy, you guys really like to nitpick. Since you didn't already know, any country that isn't a third world country is called a free world country. However, how free they are is relative to one's definition of freedom. This is simply the terminology for these countries. And having children be the poorest group means that we spend very little money on them, like their education and after-school programs in college." Now, when she says the word "we" in her emails, she apparently means the government.
Okay.
Because to say that children are the poorest group in America, I think is kind of deceptive. in reality, I would say they're one of the more wealthy groups. I mean, they don't even have to work for their wealth.
They certainly cash in on leisure.
Yeah. I mean, they've got the benefit of mom and dad, or, you know, in some cases, single-parent families, but they've got the benefit of a provider who has to go out and work 8, 10, 12 hours a day in order to keep putting food and toys, food in its mouth and toys in their hands. I mean, kids in America are not poor. Even poor people in America, if you compare them to the rest of the world's poor, are not poor.
Yes. If you have a cell phone, two-color TVs, and a car, you're not poor.
How about air conditioning?
Air conditioning really changes the quality of life.
Whoa. How about refrigeration?
Yeah. That's certainly right up there.
So, yeah, it's one thing to be poor in America.
How about potable water? I was in Haiti a couple of years ago. Those people's biggest problem in Haiti, potable water, stuff that they can drink.
Yeah.
Now, that's poverty.
Yeah, you're not, if you're out looking for food...
Not that I'm attacking Aaron's email, this particular one, I don't...
Oh, no, certainly not. We're just going off on tangents. Anyway, she continues, and she says, so we spend very little money, meaning the government spends very little money on them, like their education and after school. Whoa, hold on a second, I'll stop right there. We talked about this earlier this week. The government spends a crapload of money on kids' education. It doesn't get anything for it, because it can't do anything right, but...
And if they spent twice as much... They wouldn't get twice as much action.
They'd probably get a fourth of the results if they spent twice as much.
Every time the government gets involved in something, they ruin it.
That's right. The more they spend, the less happens. And when it comes to education, I think the current averages are about... I know here in the Tampa Bay area where we're doing the show from, a government education per pupil costs about $7,000, whereas a private non-government school education only costs in the ballpark of $3,500 a year.
That's how it was when I went to private school. I saw an article in the newspaper when I was going to private school that it cost, at the time, $4,000 to send a kid to school in the county, and it cost $2,000 at that time for my tuition.
And, of course, it costs even less to homeschool your kids, and those homeschooled ones end up winning all the spelling bees.
Yeah, those are the smart ones there.
Speaking of spelling, we'll continue this email here. I've been, you know what, man, which I've been pretty nice to our emailers recently. Back in the old days of Free Talk Live, I used to just rip them up.
Yeah.
Like, if they misspell words, I would announce it on the air which words they're misspelling.
Terrible.
There's
Why
one here that I can't. There's going to be one coming up that I just can't let go by.
Would you just please edit the email?
So she says, like their education and after-school programs in college, instead of having some other group is our poorest, like drug addicts or something, for us it's children. And again, I don't really necessarily agree with that. And the words stupid and ignorance are both just semantics. Spelled with a C.
That is funny.
Means the same thing. She says they know S in comparison to other countries, period. And how? And the reason for that, Aaron, is because government spends money on education. Because government got involved back in, what, the 60s or whatever, when the Department of Education was created?
Well, they started after World War II was the growth of that. But
when government got into education, test scores dropped.
And this they have national government, federal government.
Yeah, federal government. They've continuously been getting worse. Our kids' education has been in the toilet for a long time, and no amount of money, no billions and billions and billions of dollars being spent by the government's going to fix it. And if you disagree, dial us up, 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from someone from the teachers' union. Maybe you'll tell us different.
The farther you go up the ladder, the less effective they're going to be in controlling and, you know, being effective inside the schools.
And the very idea that Washington, D.C. bureaucrats know what's best for the kids in Tampa Bay or the kids in Los Angeles or the kids in New York or the kids in Michigan is asinine.
Well, for one thing, they don't even read the legislation they passed.
Yeah, one size does not fit all. That's something we need to understand in this country. Government just doesn't do it right. And she finally says... Government, period, doesn't do anything right.
Sure, but on a local level...
Local government's somewhat more effective than federal government, but not by much. Finally, she says, and how are you going to disagree with the fact that we spend most of our taxes on the military? We never disagreed with that. We just disagreed with the percentage. She said it was 80%. We aren't sure what the percentage is, but you're absolutely right. It is mostly going to the military, especially under this administration. It's your show. Take control, 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. Coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It is Saturday evening, and we're here live with you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're going to talk to you about absolutely anything. Whatever it is that's on your mind, maybe it's been something that's just been, you've just been itching to get it off your chest. You want to talk to somebody about it, and nobody wants to listen to you. You know how people can be. Your friends, your family, sure, they're supposed to pay attention, but do they really?
Call us up, and we won't listen either.
I happen to think that we do a damn good job of listening to our callers on this show.
Not if they don't agree with us.
I disagree
we
with you on
to them,
that.
But we rebut them.
Okay, well, you have to listen to be able to rebut. Now, on some talk shows, you're right. They don't even listen whatsoever. They just kind of let the caller talk a bit, and then they just slam out whatever opinions that they want at that caller. On this show, you'll actually hear me say,
ask questions.
Let me make sure I understand what you're saying, and then I'll recap what the caller just said, or I'll totally get it wrong, in which case the caller can then make clear what it is he's trying to explain. We actually do have conversation on this show.
Yes.
1-800-259-9231. So anything goes. We got some emails rolling in here. A fresh one just came in a moment ago, but we need to get to this one from Todd. Todd, so should we hold this one? It's a big email. Should we hold it, or should we get to another topic? What do you think, man? There's so much to do on this show, you know? And you know, we were only doing one show a week, and now we're doing six. And you can listen to them all online at freetalklive.com. And if your local radio station that's carrying this show is not carrying us during the week, go ahead and call the program director on Monday and let them know that you want to hear us all six nights a week. But I felt like we didn't have enough time when we had one show. I still don't feel like we have enough time when we have six of them.
Never do. Let me spit out this story real quick.
All right, do it.
Okay. A rare and spectacular event will occur early in the morning hours of Tuesday, December 7th. That's a day that'll live in infamy, by the way. When the brilliant planet Jupiter and three of its largest satellites will pass behind Earth's moon. Apparently, this is called an occultation, rather than an eclipse, because it's not really eclipsing them. But occultation, coming from the Latin word, means to obscure. So Jupiter's going to slide behind the moon. It's kind of interesting from an astronomical point of view.
Does that mean anything? Does it mean the gravitational pull is going to increase and
no,
we're going to have some tidal
waves? But an eclipse doesn't mean anything either. You know, I mean, other than it's going to get a little darker. So, okay. I mean, none of these sorts of heavenly events really mean anything.
Is it going to be something you can even observe?
You can observe it, yes, absolutely. Jupiter's relatively bright in the sky. And if you had, of course, a telescope's going to help you with this. But
are you a big astronomy geek?
I like the idea of it. I don't spend a lot of time staring up into the heavens.
You don't have a telescope at
all? No, but I like to read about it.
I see.
I think it's interesting. So anyway, the next time it's going to happen is October 6th, 2026.
Well, that's great. All right, 1-800-259-9231. This is an email from Dr. Todd, one of our emailers who really thinks out things in advance, I think. He seems like a pretty intelligent dude. Whether he's a real doctor or not, we have no idea. Anyway, he says, "Hi, guys. I don't believe that the initial cause of the criminalization of drugs was something as sinister as greed or corruption. And as we've said before, by the way, the noise here, you can hear in the background, they're cleaning up after this Main Street parade that we just had here in Tampa Bay. Of course, we're right here on Main Street, so that's where you're getting the background noise. Anyway, I believe the real reason these laws were created was to try to help people, and this is very illustrative of how people think."
I concur completely, Doctor.
"If they think something is, quote, wrong, a statement of morality or ethics, then they believe it should be illegal. And they think something is right, then to agree, if they think something is right, then to agree a degree, they believe such behavior should be mandated. This goes hand in hand with the belief that if the predicted outcome of some action is judged to be good by the populace, then said action must also be good. Conversely, if the predicted consequences of some action would have bad consequences, then people deem that action to be bad. This belief is quite insidious, as it is easy to fall into this trap." And you know what? So far, I'm totally with him.
Yeah.
"The statement, greed is good, is one such example. It is true that in order to get rich, ethically, that person has to provide products which enrich the lives of others. Having products to buy that enrich your life is certainly a good thing, but this does not imply that the hoarding of unnecessary amounts of wealth is morally a good thing. My personal opinion is that if people are in need of no fault of their own and you have massive amounts of excess wealth, then it is morally wrong not to help those people. Nevertheless, taxation is theft, and so I would never support a law mandating charity, but at the same time, I'll exercise my right to ostracize the super rich who are not doing enough to help those in real need." Interesting points, and I agree up to the very end in regards to what he's saying about the super rich hoarding their wealth, as he puts it. You're sort
That's
of
his opinion,
on the
and as long as he doesn't, well, as far
no.
as I'm concerned, It's okay. You have whatever opinion you want, as long as you don't think it should be legislated. Cool.
And that's right. He made it clear, but I want to make something crystal clear, and that is that these people with a lot of wealth and a lot of money, they're not just shoving it all under a mattress somewhere. These guys who are in charge of these companies have the money in banks. They have the money in investments. They have the money, spread throughout a portfolio. That's not hoarding your wealth. Even though they're not giving it out to the Salvation Army, that money's being used to loan out to people who want to start a small business, people who want to create a product of their own, people who want to give a service of their own. And that helps build the economy and helps create more wealth for everybody. So it's unfair to people with money to suggest that they're hoarding it. Even if they are hoarding it all and throwing it all into high risk money market accounts or something like that, it's benefiting everybody. Am I right about that?
You have a point.
Right. So unless you've got, unless the CEO of Tyco really is shoving all of his money into a mattress, then he can't possibly be hoarding it. And I highly doubt that these CEOs have $1 billion shoved in their mattress at home. Highly doubt it. 1-800-259-9231. Continuing with Dr. Todd's email, he says, what we really have to do is convince people that legality should equate with preservation of rights rather than with morally right and wrong. I was recently reading a book on how to raise moral children, and the author claimed that children go through up to 5 stages of moral reasoning. The last stage reached was essentially libertarian in nature. Unfortunately, the author cites studies that showed that less than 15% of people ever reach stage 5.
Well, I think that they could be often shown stage 5 and that their proclivity is towards stage 5. I just don't think that they necessarily... I don't think anybody's there all the time.
Okay.
I've read the same thing that he's talking about.
I've never heard of it. This is new to me. He says 85% of people reached a maximum of stage 4 morality, and this level of morality corresponds exactly with the behavior I discussed above. Moreover, there seems to be some period of time in which the transition to stage 5 will happen most easily, if it is going to happen at all. So, very interesting from Dr. Todd, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time to send us that. If you want to shoot us an email, you can do so at ftl@freetalklive.com.
The point I wanted to make on that was
is
that say that there's the stage 4 and stage 5, stage 4 being that you believe that morality should be legislated and things that are bad should be illegal and things that are good should be legal, and stage 5 is a much more libertarian point of view. I think that everybody sort of has a an area that they think, oh my God, you know, there would be real anarchy if this was illegal or something like that. I think that most people can slip between 4 and 5. I think they can vacillate there.
Sure.
You stay in stage. You sort of see, because of your rebellious nature all the time, you're always libertarian.
Well, it's also because of a principle. It's a very simple principle. You just don't hurt other people. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. And otherwise, if you don't take control, actually, we got Dennis on the line. We're going to go to him coming up next. We'll find out what he wants to talk about. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Your show.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Live 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. In the final half hour of the program for tonight, we are in our Saturday night show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. But don't forget, we are on six nights a week or days, depending on what time zone you're listening. But we're here Monday through Friday from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Eastern time as well. And if it's not on your local radio station, call them during the week. Talk to the program director and let them know you want to hear us all six days a week. And if they don't want to or they're not sure at that moment, log on to freetalklive.com. You can listen to us live there and download all the archives. There's also the Shrine of Female Listeners for you to check out. You definitely want to check that out. Not to mention the bulletin board system with over 180 users, the chat room. There's always people hanging out there during the show and sometimes after or before the show as well. So log on, freetalklive.com. So much to do, so little time.
Let's go. Some people never leave the chat room.
I think you're right about that. There are one thing about this show that you need to understand is you can take control at any time and bring up whatever you want. So we're going to go right to the phones at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dennis in Bremerton, Washington. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to find somebody that might be able to give me some information on what is called the National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act. Supposedly, it was proposed in 1993 by certain Congress senators or House of Representatives and other mm-hmm. people. Now, this thing is supposed to come out, it's supposed to end the IRS, it's supposed to give full debt forgiveness, it's supposed to return to the Constitution, it puts us back on a gold standard.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
It does away with the Federal Reserve and goes back to the United States Treasury.
I'm afraid something like that is probably very lost on most of our Congress.
Now, this is the funny part here. It says here that in mid-October of 2002, there was a gag order drop. First of all, there was a gag order put on the Congress by the Supreme Court to keep their mouth shut about this because they weren't sure how they were going to implement it. Now, I didn't know that the Supreme Court had any power over the Congress.
No, I don't think so. Where are you getting this information from?
Well, it's a magazine called Today's Front Page, and it was given to me by a friend. I don't know anything about it. Now, here's something that's strange. Supposedly, on September 9th of 2001, NYSARA, that's the, anagram or whatever you call it for the National Economic Stabilization and Recovery Act.
Okay.
On September 9th of 2001, it was supposed to be announced at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Congress passed the resolutions on September 9th.
What? And then Congress? Congress that was in office in 2001, the ones that took away all of our rights with the Patriot Act, they were supposed to pass this act that was originally proposed
in
1993?
No, it was probably the Congress before the election, before the changeover. That's probably the Congress that had approved it. But anyway, it was they state that it was resolved and approved on September 9th of 2001.
That would have been a Tuesday.
Okay.
I mean, excuse me, that would have been a Sunday because the attack was on a Tuesday, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
now, right. Now let me get to the big part here.
Okay.
We're all armed,
all up in ears here.
Supposedly, it was supposed to be announced at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on September 11th by the news media.
According to this magazine that you've never seen before in your life.
Well, I've done a little research on the internet for you here, and it says this is an e-rumor that says that there is a secret legislation passed by the Congress and signed secretly by President Bill Clinton that would offer complete forgiveness of debts and abolish the IRS. It's going to be announced on September 11 by Alan Greenspan, but was interrupted by the World Trade Center and Pentagon terrorist attacks.
You got
the truth. The truth of this actually comes from a website called www.2012.com.au. So that's 2012.com.au for Australia. It's a website that originates in Australia and seems to sincerely collect unbelievable yet unprovable stories, despite
these
preposterous claims.
There's really nothing true about any of this, though.
Okay.
That's what it says on truthorfiction.com.
I mean, knowing Congress and their very anti-liberty ways, I can't see why they just kind of sneak how they could possibly sneak this one in. I mean, they've tried to sneak things around, and somebody always leaks it out to libertarian sources.
Well,
and
you remember remember when Congress was getting all those anthrax letters and all those threats and all that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me wonder if there might not be something to it. And it seems like they were under some kind
of
threat.
But who cares anyway, Dennis? I mean, what's it matter?
What matters is if we could actually dissolve the Federal Reserve, privately owned, and go back to the...
I think that'd be wonderful. But even if what you're saying is true, it doesn't matter now, does it? Because it didn't happen, right?
Well, they're still working.
What are you
going
to call your congressman and demand they bring this act back? I tell you what, I've talked to plenty of Congress people, and they don't want to hear anything that has anything to do with freedom and liberty.
Is that right? They don't have any
appreciation whatsoever for that.
Is that right? I wonder why.
That is right. Try calling your congressman and asking them to have your freedom back.
I know that. I know you're right about most of the Congress, but why would the justice? Or the Supreme Court, where do they get the power to gag a senator or a representative?
They don't have that power, and that's just being made up by whatever it is that you're reading. So,
okay,
you know,
I
definitely. Just because you read it doesn't make it true. So stay tuned to more Free Talk Live. Though, Dennis, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to find out if there's a little more information on this.
The internet, as you said, man, would you just Googled it real quick?
Yeah, so you said 2012.com.au.
Yes, sir.
So there you go. Get online and Google that up. Hey,
yes,
Dennis, we appreciate you listening, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Have a great night. 1-800-259-9231. One of the rules of...
You know what I should have said instead of Googling it? I should have said our crack team of researchers at Quantico. Just handed me this.
You got an FBI report, right? One of the things you need to go about your life doing is questioning everything that you're told, and that includes anything you're told by any government agency.
And he was questioning it.
And he was. Good move. It was a great thing that he did, calling us up. Not that we're the arbiters of all information, but if government tells you something...
We ask more questions than we give information, that's
right.
For sure.
If government tells you something, question it, and question it again. If the news media tells you something, do not take that as gold. Question it. And when I say the news media, I mean Fox, I mean Drudge, I mean NBC, I mean the BBC, whatever it is that they have over in Iraq,
Al Jazeera.
You know, any organization presenting you with information you need to question it, even if it's Free Talk Live, even if it's us, question everything.
No one has any problem questioning us, I'll tell you.
I guess so. All right, 1-800-259-9231, anything goes on this show. Eminem. His political song, Mosh, has been re-edited to give it a fresh message following George W. Bush's presidential re-election victory over John Kerry. The original cut of the video ended with a shot of an animated Eminem leading a mob to register to vote. This has been changed now that the election has taken place. Now, man, what you said, you actually haven't seen this video.
No, I haven't seen it.
See if you can pull it up during the break, because it's actually really, really good. And I'm not an Eminem fan by any means, but I was really impressed with this video. We'll talk a little bit more about it, unless you want to interrupt the show. We'll tell you what the new ending is here in just a moment. 1-800-259-9231, but you can take control and talk about anything. It's your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Hijack the airwaves and bring up whatever you want, whether it be personal or some sort of issue that you want to talk about. We're here for you. Anything goes. And we were just discussing briefly the new version of the Eminem video, which the song is entitled Mosh.
And this guy is a master of public relations. He gets on every radio talk show imaginable.
Eminem?
Eminem.
Oh, you mean as far as being talked about,
being
not
talked
actually
about.
Getting on?
No, not speaking.
Right. If Eminem's out there and he wants to get on, he knows he can call in.
Yeah, he's welcome
just
to
like
get
anyone else. Anybody can pick up the phone.
I'd go so far as to let him be a special guest host.
It'd be interesting. I don't know what he'd have to say, but I'd certainly be interested in hearing it. I'm not an Eminem fan. I don't have any of his music. I've never really liked it that much. I mean, some of it's been all right.
He had, you know, he had some popular songs that I thought were pretty good, but
he's
I usually like popular songs.
He seems to be a talented rapper.
Yeah.
He seems to be able to rhyme fairly well. And
it's quite a talent, yeah. That rhyming.
So, I mean, his music has been definitely popular, that's for sure. And hopefully this video has gotten out there a bit, because it's very, very anti-establishment, wouldn't you say? I mean, you watched some of it during the break, right?
Well, I don't think that there's any. I don't think rebellion against establishment's anything new in rock and roll.
Well, not necessarily new in rock and roll,
pop
but
music,
I think as far
I guess
as pop music, absolutely. I mean, pop music tends to just talk.
Is this
you know,
a popular song?
I don't know about that. I know Eminem is popular, so based on that, there's probably a lot of people who have seen this video. Let me continue with this article, though, and we'll tell you about the difference between the two versions. Now, before the election, the ending of this video, during the video, there's a group of people that apparently Eminem's there, and he's leading people to get dressed up in black hoods. Like, they're all wearing these sweatshirts that have black, you know, black hoods, and they all look the same, and they're walking by a police line, and you think they're going to go and start a riot or something like that. That's kind of the feeling that the video elicits in the beginning. And then at the very end, you find out that they're actually just all going to vote, and presumably cast votes against the Bush administration, which is the way the video makes it look. Well, now they've changed it. The video's director, Ian Inaba, says, quote,
the video makes it look like everybody's had enough, when in fact, apparently they had not had enough.
And they just
voted to reinstate Bush for another 4 years by the largest amount of votes a president's ever received.
True, but as you also have said before, it was also the largest number of votes cast against a presidential candidate. The director, Ian Inaba, says, quote, when MTV saw it, the top brass there decided to put it on heavy rotation and make it the number one video that week.
Well, they're no idiots.
But because the video had so much popularity, we had to figure out how to keep it going, seeing that the voting thing didn't work out so well. Interscope, Eminem's record label, agreed to pay for a new 50-second ending, which now features the same mob storming the Capitol during Bush's State of the Union address. And then apparently that action leads to Dick Cheney actually suffering a heart attack on as part of this video. So instead of going to vote, now the angry mob really does do something that an angry mob should do, and that is violence and be angry against the establishment and the administration. Is Eminem suggesting here that people rise up and rebel? What do you think?
It has that feel, but Eminem's an angry rapper anyway. So I mean, I think that his recommendations are taken with a grain of salt by most people.
I think so, but I think it's interesting that something like this has come out of pop culture.
He's on a regular basis talking about capping his girlfriend, burying his mom.
Okay, true.
I mean, it's Eminem. You know, he's going to say inflammatory things.
Right, and he also says that that's not really him. That's his character, Eminem. That's doing all those things. But nonetheless, I think it's interesting that pop culture has generated this piece of art, if you want to call it that, in this time when it seems like most people are kind of stepping in line and not talking out at the wrong time when they're being searched at the airport and doing as the government is instructing them to do. It's refreshing to see something like that come out of the mainstream pop culture. That's all. That's the only reason why I wanted to bring it up. I mean, obviously, Free Talk Live is definitely out of the mainstream, and there are a couple other radio
shows.
Free
Talk Live doesn't advocate violent overthrow of government.
No, not yet.
I don't think you'll ever get me to advocate that.
Well, it depends. You know, what depends? I mean, what if all of a sudden they started rolling military tanks down the street?
You're going to get yourself killed messing with military tanks. I mean, I don't care what you got as far as a shotgun goes.
Sure, well, that's when, over in Iraq, they managed to get their hands on RPGs and that sort of thing. How long do you think it would take? How long would it take if all of a sudden martial law was instituted in this country and they started searching people's houses at random?
Military men would not go with it. I mean,
I hope you're right. Because the SS was just following orders back in the day.
Our freedoms have been slowly chipped away at, because that's the only way that you can take them away, is slowly chipping away at them. You can't take them away all in one fell swoop because Americans won't stand for it. The law enforcement and the military alike wouldn't stand for it.
Let's go to Charles in Tucson, Arizona. You are on Free Talk Live, Charles.
Hey, cool. What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. I heard you guys talking about Eminem earlier. I had a couple of comments. I never used to like Eminem. I always thought he was very crude, kind of vulgar. But I finally realized that he's one of the only artists out there that doesn't take his freedom for granted. And
he's not afraid to step outside of the box.
No, he's really not, and I think that's good because there's so many people who listen to his music, especially younger kids that have no idea what's going on these days. I mean, they have
no clue. That's true.
I mean, they have absolutely no clue.
What makes you think he doesn't take his freedom for granted? What gives you that impression?
Well, just the way he speaks out about our government and our culture.
I absolutely agree with that. If you have other comments, hang on. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know if there's much else to say, but I agree. Yeah, it's good to stand up and speak out. That's what we need to do. That's what Americans It's one of the last freedoms we still have. 1-800-259-9231. Exercise it here on Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We are in the final segment of the program. Looks like Charles didn't have much else on his mind. He dropped off during the break. But hey, Charles, anytime you want to check in with us and bring something up, feel free. You don't have to follow our topics on this show. That's kind of the fun of Free Talk Live. Anything goes, whether it be political or personal. 1-800-259-9231. So we do have just a few moments remaining here. Manwich, anything else you want to get out here?
Oh, I got a story that I guess would be an exclusive to Free Talk Live.
Okay.
I sort of heard about it on the internet. Apparently, a Starbucks was accused of by a sergeant over in Iraq of not supporting the troops. That he was, you know, he asked for coffee to be sent in to his particular location, which I like Starbucks coffee. I think it tastes very good.
Did he want it on the house?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
But I guess he got through word of mouth that Starbucks didn't support the troops. Didn't like the war and therefore didn't support the troops. So
gotcha.
He sent out an email to his email group that's basically started a big rumor that was effective that Starbucks wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Starbucks was sending over all kinds of coffee over to the troops.
Really?
And their PR department has been having a huge problem with this. And let me read the retraction from Mr. Howard C. Wright, Sergeant, United States Marine Corps, First Force, R Recon Company, First Battalion, RTO.
Blah, 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 whatever.
About 5 months ago, I sent out an email to you, my faithful friends. I did a wrong thing that needs to be cleared up. I heard by word of mouth how Starbucks said that they didn't support the war and all. I was having enough of that kind of talk and didn't do my research properly. Like
shame,
I should have.
Shame.
Got to do your research.
Like we said, question everything.
This is, well, I mean, you're being awfully righteous about this. I mean, the gentleman's admitting his mistake.
That's good.
This is not true. Starbucks supports men and women in uniform. They have personally contacted me, and I have sent many copies of their company's policy on this issue. So I apologize for this quick and wrong letter and that I sent out to you. Now I ask you to pass this email around to everyone. You passed the last one, too. Thank you very much for your understanding about this. And so apparently Starbucks is sending all kinds of money to all kinds of coffee to the troops over in the Middle East.
Well, good for Starbucks. Got to keep those guys hopped up on something, right?
They got automatic weapons in their hands up on coffee. That wouldn't be good in my case.
If the military's not feeding them speed, they might as well feed them some Starbucks, right?
It's pretty close.
And, of course, I've heard, actually, I don't know if all branches of the military do it, but I've heard that the allegations that in the Air Force that they've actually kind of made the suggestion to some of the pilots that if they don't take some speed, then they won't get promoted. Like, they need it to stay awake or whatever. Yeah, again, it's a rumor, so it's unsubstantiated.
Why would they need it to stay awake? Don't
so they can run
sleep 8 hours a day?
20-hour-long missions or something like that.
Flying airplanes?
I don't know.
Just get more pilots.
Well, they're having trouble with that. I mean, the recruiting is down.
Please. Everybody wants to be a fighter pilot.
Okay, more pilots, but still, recruiting people to the military
please,
is
offer me the job as a fighter pilot right now.
You take that job?
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, right.
I saw Top Gun.
How many of those pilots died in fiery crashes in Top Gun?
Three or four of them.
All right, well, anyway, we're done for tonight, and we're going to be back on Monday, though. We got six
it
nights.
It has that Rager's Edge
song
that radio doesn't have.
What would
you.
Your handle be? Would it be Manwich?
Butthead.
Manwich, wait for a 2740. All right, we're out of here. Log on at freetalklive.com. We'll see you on Monday night at 7.
Here comes a man.